travel to Texas A&M on Saturday for a game at 6:30 Central on SEC Network. To ask a question for Coach Pittman, please press star 1 on your telephone's keypad now. And Coach, while we wait on questions, as you're at the Texas A&M game.
Well, we got a little healthier last week with the time off. I know, of course, no A&M was off as well. But we're excited to go to College Station. Man, do they have a nice football team. Really playing well, well coached. Our kids are excited to go to College Station. None of them have been, none of our guys have been there as we've been playing in Dallas. But they have a lot of returning starters on their team at A&M and just a really good looking football team.
First up, we have Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
It doesn't seem yesterday it came out that the series would probably return to Arlington next year. Your take on the venue of the game and playing down there?
Well, we'd obviously rather play in a neutral site if we could. But we're looking forward to going down there and next year playing at Dallas Stadium. We'll look forward to playing in there too. So there's not a whole lot that I as a head coach can do about that. And we are going to go play them there and then play them in Dallas next year. And we're excited about both venues.
If you look at the tackle chart in the SEC, you got the top three guys in tackles per game. Is that a good thing, or does that mean you got guys on the field too much?
Well, I wouldn't think it'd be a bad thing. I mean, guys making tackles is always a good thing. So I don't think we have guys on the field too much. If they want to get off the field, they'll throw in at them, get off the field. So they control that.
This is Josh Kendall of The Athletic.
I'm wondering if you had any concerns last week going into a bye because of COVID, and if you put any restrictions that you might not normally put on your guys for their downtime.
Yeah, I had plenty of concerns, you know, but we choose to trust our team. We did not put any restrictions on them. We did have to get back here on Sunday evening for a COVID test. At 6:00, but really that was the only restriction they had besides academics and handling their schoolwork. But yeah, you're always concerned whether it's time off or not about COVID, and you're always stressed out about the test coming in, to be honest with you. At least I am.
Yeah. Were you particularly stressed about that Sunday night test, and did y'all come out okay on it?
You know, I'm always stressed. We did. We came out fine, but I'm always stressed about that Sunday test because even if it's a home game, you know, you have more quarantine possibilities because of the bus ride. You have more quarantine possibilities on the road because of the plane flight. So that Sunday test is a little bit of a beast, you know, to be honest with you.
Thanks, Coach. That's Chip Howard of KBNE.
Coach, what stands out when you turn on tape and look at Texas A&M? What jumps out at you?
Physical size, their offensive line. Isaiah Spiller is really good. Kellen Mond being there for seems like ever. And then their D-line, Bobby Brown is a guy that sticks out. Buddy Johnson. Their secondary is very, very physical. They have some safeties that will come down and flat hit you. And they're very good at corner. They just have a really solid football team that's ranked in the top 10 and should be. They're a really good football team.
Do you feel like your guys look on this game as a rivalry or not?
You know, I think so. When I was here before, we certainly did. You know, I think this is one you can feel in the atmosphere a little bit more this week than maybe previous weeks. So I believe that they do.
Thank you.
Next is Bob Hope, New Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Sam, how you doing? You told us about Jerry Jacobs on Monday. Did that catch you off guard, his decision? How does that impact your depth and rotation there in the secondary?
No, I mean, opt-out means you're afraid of the virus. So, you know, we've had about five of them, I think, total. And it won't really affect our rotation. We're adding some guys back from injury, so we should be fine there.
And speaking of injury, you said you guys were getting healthier, obviously, with the I guess how have Mike Eric and Buffer and Dorian, have they been able to practice this week, and do you expect them to play at A&M?
Dorian's practice, Mo Brown is cleared, and I don't know if Dorian will be able to play or not. We'll see as the week continues, but Buster Brown has been cleared.
And Bumper?
Bumper's practice this week as well.
Okay, thanks.
Next we'll go to Nate Allen.
Sam, have you gotten the production of the tight ends looking about like you expected, or do you feel you need to get more out of them than you have?
I think it's about what we expected. We're a young tight end group. Certainly, Kern has come in as an older player there and helped us when Hud was out a game or maybe a game and a half. But I think we're going to be fine there at tight end. It's just we're very young. In the room, we're young. We have one older guy in Blake, and he's done a good job. I think they've actually improved more over the last two or three weeks than even anticipated. I think they've become a much better group there.
Thanks.
Next, we'll go to Mike Griffith, the AJC.
Coach, I know only four or five games into the season, but I guess I want to ask you if you could maybe give us a view from 5,000 feet, just in terms of the job you've done. Two things, does anything about this seem routine to you yet as a head coach? And secondly, obviously you've re-energized that culture, re-established. What was the key that you wanted to come in and change as a head coach?
Well, I just wanted our kids to play hard and trust us, and I think those two things have to happen. Let's face the facts. I have a very, very good coaching staff and a good group of men and a knowledgeable group of men that know how to teach the game and know how to talk to players. And I've been very fortunate with that. We have an coordinator, defensive coordinator, and a special team coordinator, and they do the coaching. I'll have my inputs, but I've been very fortunate to have good men. As far as the players go, we say what we mean what we say, we do what we say we're going to do, and our kids have gravitated to that. They appreciate honesty, they appreciate discipline, and they appreciate love, and we've done all three of those things.
Thank you, Coach. Next, we'll go to Scotty Bartolone of Whole House Sports.
Hey, Coach. I'm wondering what you thought of Mike Woods' season to this point. You know, what's kind of impressed you, and what can he continue to work at?
Well, Mike has made some tough catches this year for us, made some big catches for us. The other thing, what I'm pleased with, he's been a very adequate, aggressive blocker, in Coach Brown's offense. Our wide outs are asked to block a lot, and he's been very willing and done a nice job there. But certainly we have to continue to work on catching the football, and he's done a nice job for the most part there and has made some tough catches. I like him. I like his attitude.
Thank you.
Coach, that's all of our time. Thank you.